This is Leon Feldman of Glass Kites, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Entering our second observational session this day, it's actually been, I've put it out there as for this show being like, actually the title of this show I've named it is, I've tried to be influenced by a lot of post-rock artists that they do long, rather they have long titles.
It's right up my alley.
So I guess it's, I did an average kind of title. It's named Walking Amongst Painted Imagery at an Exhibition.
Very lovely.
Yeah, and it also throws in some prog rock trivia in there. If you good centuries know Emerson, Lake, and Palmer's pictures in at an exhibition. Actually, we are going to be going into some classic prog again. I want to continue this kind of stream in with Yes in celebrating their 50th anniversary. It was hard for me to choose this piece because it was either this one or another long track off Going for the One, their 1977 album, and that track would have been Awakening, but I think I can't gloss over Close to the Edge, which is like a fan and critically well done extended suite.
Which is, it's funny because the song on the actual vinyl is rather close to the edge, is it not? It's the yes. Closest to the edge.
Yes, I was trying to see if Drew has excelled at preparing a vinyl.
Not quite.
You're getting there. At least you didn't. I was worried that you were going to be touching your grimy little hands on the grooves.
Oh, yes.
Which it will make all vinyl lovers cringe.
Yep. I was careful not to. Kind of seemed like the etiquette for handling vinyl.
Slapped him on the hand.
Yes. I love this, the condition of the jacket too. It smells like,
oh yeah, that old vinyl and the vinyl cover smell.
The mustiness, yeah. It's like an old book that's been sitting in, you know, your grandparents' storage room for decades.
Or actually, I should show you the album cover is, like, I guess the actual cover was pretty much too big to put on the front. On the front is like a green, black to green gradient, but I'll go get it, and I want to show you the Roger Dean's artwork for this cover, just a sec.
Cool. Yeah, when it comes to handling and preparing and playing vinyl, I kind of leave it to Nick, at least for right now, because I have minimal. I'm a bad millennial. I've got minimal experience with the vinyl here, but it's definitely a pleasurable kinetic experience for me.
Okay, ready? Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is like one of my favorite works by Roger for Yes. It's like an island or something that's surrounded by waterfalls.
Flat earthers would love this too.
It has a little cottage on it. Yes, look up Close to the Edge artwork and you should be able to see it as well. Like, it's connected with a sky path
very,
or a road.
Very far out.
Yeah, definitely have this mounted while you listen to this. We are actually going to be playing the title track of Yes's Close to the Edge, released in 1973. And it's actually a suite, so it includes The Solid Time of Change, Total Mass Retain, I Get Up, I Get Down, and Seasons of Man. Are you ready? Ready, good centuries?
That sounded like a yes.
Yes. Good. Here we go. Yes, and Close to the Edge.
couldn't take away the startled memory. All in all, the journey takes you all the way. As apart from any reality that you've ever seen and known. Guessing problems only to deceive with mention. Passing past a climb halfway into the void. As we cross from side to side, we hear the total mass retain.
Down at the edge, round by the corner.
In charge of who is there, in charge of get up. I get
we'll be right back.
Well, that was Close to the Edge by Yes from Close to the Edge.
What majesty.
What majesty. Yes, indeed. Sorry about that little pause there. I've just taken the big boy's chair and
taken control of the SMK.
Yeah.
Think that this is a good idea, actually, try and balance off and both getting experience from it, or, well, I guess more of you getting more experience in the chair.
Operating the board, that is, for all of you good sentries who weren't catching on to what we were talking about. But yeah, no, it's cool sitting here and getting my hands on the board and not messing things up.
Thus far.
Yeah. Wow, Yes is just like an outstanding, force. They were so ahead of their time. Like, that was 1972?
72,
yeah. Long time ago for some of us. And, you know, again, I've mentioned it before, you can hear a lot of their influence in some of the new prog music, like, you know, Dream Theater and, you know, bands of that nature. So it's nice that they've stood the test of time and they're still relevant today.
Mm-hmm. Especially with their imaginative work, very clean and passionate musicianship.
And those fluttering, masterful keyboard lines.
Courtesy of Rick Wakeman, the great cape-wielding magician, yeah, as he is. Like, he's known for wearing sparkly capes.
Well, it goes hand in hand with the music, I suppose. And some heroes, yes, they still do wear capes. Some sequined and sparkly, etc. Yeah, so we're about halfway through our second hour. That was a good, 20-minute play. The whole first side of Close to the Edge.
Very much proggy goodness there. Well, I think we're going back into a few more artistic art rock and post-rock tunes for this half hour. Starting off with This Will Destroy You. I'm not too, like, I found these albums that CFRU got. I don't know a lot about the band, but I did like their music. So here's they just released two albums this year, I believe, on Banquet Records. The one we'll be listening to off of is New Others Part 1. This is This Will Destroy You and Like This.
Thank you. This is Martin Ferguson of Edelweiss, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
So much work that's left undone. Over the nights, I found out what was wrong with me. With all of these rights come so many more wrongs that I have done. I've forgotten my begotten son, stuck in a war that can't be lost or won. I'm remembering sights, I'm remembering sounds. When I was 6 feet underground,
yeah.
Okay, that was Great Expectations by Bear Claws from Bear Claws, released in 2013.
Self-titled album.
Self-titled, yeah, and fronted by, for those of you who do not know Bear Claws, by the one, the only Brandon Bear Claw. He's actually from, I believe he's from Holland Landing, Newmarket, neighboring my hometown. I grew up around him, so it's nice to see that he's come so far. And on lead guitar is Guelph's very own Dan Loughran of Baby Labor. And I don't know, for those of you who know Baby Labor, you know that Dan shreds. He is a mastermind. But
Yeah, he seems to have a reputation for being a good guitarist.
He do.
Good local guitarist.
He do. I was just chilling with that man last week, and he's got a lot on his plate right now. He's doing a lot of recording and mixing and mastering for people. He's got, you know, this massive roster of bands that are throwing their material at him and getting Dan to put his magic touch on it.
So. Is he a good producer? Like, is that his, I guess that's what he's working, he does? Like, as a paid job? Or is this one of his, like, aside passions?
Yeah, he's trying to make it more of a job. I believe he also teaches guitar lessons in town. I don't know if he has any other side hustles, but I know that those are his main gigs. I guess you could call the recording, producing, and all that his vocation. But yeah, great dudes, Bear Claws. Folks, check them out.
So that was a great expectations.
Mm-hmm, not great, just a little more thoroughly enunciated for you good centuries. It's grade as in color. It's kind of melancholy, but probably tell that by the song.
Mm-hmm. And I knew you would like my choosing of this one. You've mm-hmm. wanted to play Bear Claws for a bit now, so good that I remember that for you, good, dear sir.
Good show, old bean. Good show.
And actually, the next track is also catered to you. Cloud Kicker is another favorite of yours, and while we played them last week, right?
Yeah, last week.
It was that the Pacific coastline.
a weather front was stalled out on the Pacific, like a lonely person lost in thought, oblivious of time. That is the title.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
so
the image invoking title of that song that we played last week. Ben Sharp is a genius.
So when I was looking at that album, I had stumbled over on his Bandcamp page that he had released a single this year, which I don't know, you knew that?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so it was I think it's free. Yeah, Pay What You Can on Cloud Kicker's Bandcamp page.
Can you recall the name? Do you know the name?
The name of the...
of the single he released?
Well, we're going to listen to it right now. So it's the song we're going to listen to is Not to Scale or Painted.
We'll be right back.
delicious.
Yeah, you like that?
I do. I wasn't aware that that was the new single, but that's very awesome. He's been posting, he being Cloud Kicker. By the way, for those of you who are just tuning in to the end of the second hour, if you are, I'd be very disappointed in you. But for those of you just tuning in, that was Not to Scale or Painted by Cloud Kicker. And he, being Ben Sharp, because Cloud Kicker is a one-man band, he's been posting a lot of that, a lot of new clips of him playing, you know, I guess new jams on his Instagram, which is at Cloud Kicker Music. And all of his fans are going nuts because, you know, obviously with, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but presumably with the release of this new single and all these new little clips, of his, you know, jams on his Instagram, he's, you know, alluding to, hopefully a new album.
Yeah. Little hints there and there.
Yeah.
Possibility.
Mm-hmm. He just kind of steps back from his rig because he's got a little looper station set up with his pedals and whatnot, and he just kind of films his amp running through the loops of the riffs and stuff, and I really like what I've heard. But that was awesome. Thanks for digging that out. I didn't even know about that. Some fan.
Yes, I was gonna say that. And actually that Not to Scale or Painted is actually pay what you can on Cloud Kicker's Bandcamp page. Yeah, so all you enthusiasts of such pleasantries can download it from there.
Very good. Yeah, he's good for that pay what you can business. He's got a good heart.
Yes. So now finishing off this set, we have actually a nice discovery that with the help of my connection in BC, Mark Anthony Brennan, he pointed me to The Leaks, which is a Victoria progressive post-rock band who have released, I believe it's their full-length debut album, Discooperate.
And that's The Leaks, L-E-A-K-S, not like the vegetable.
Oh, yes.
Just to clarify.
And yeah, it's a very, it mixes like the post-rock segments with the title track that's set into three acts and then have some vocal works in there as well. And it sounds very nice. It includes some bluesy playing some good solos in there.
Well, let's give it a spin as we sign out of the second hour of SMK until next we behold.
I just want to quickly mention next week we're going to finally play the Sandro Perry interview that I did. So on Christmas Eve, if you have some time, tune in for that. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program.
This is Nicholas Cooper.
Andrew Jacy.
Until next, we behold Prague On.
And look inward and beyond.